The capital of the Eastern Roman Empire and its main mint, Constantinople experienced much regeneration under Justinian. The Church of St. Sergius and Bacchus was built. The Church of the Holy Apostles was expanded and beautified. A column with a statue of Justinian at the top was set up near the Great Palace, which itself was also largely rebuilt by Justinian after the Nika riots. Cisterns were both built and restored, securing the city's water supply, and these are just a few examples. The most famous and grandest part of Justinian's building programme to take place in Constantinople was, however, the rebuilding of the Hagia Sophia Cathedral. The Nika riots of 532 had reduced the small, old basilica-style church to rubble, so Justinian and Theodora commissioned the accomplished architects Isidore of Miletus and Anthemius of Tralles to reimagine the church as the grandest place of worship in the 6th century world. The poet Paul the Silentiary wrote an extensive poem singing the praises of the new church and described it as Justinian's greatest achievement.
Today the clash of shields does not bear me on, nor do I hasten to celebrate a victory, Western or Libyan, nor yet do I beat out a reverberating rhythm over trophies for tyrant slaying. Let the glories of mead-slaying works remain unproclaimed today. Peace, rich in prosperity, nurse of cities, whom our Lord has embraced more than victory of the lovely helmet, come now. Exulting in city-preserving labours, let us sing in holy hymns of the house which surpasses all the most glorious battles, beneath which alone every divinely inspired, glorious, high-roofed building has cowered low. But come, fruitful Rome, and garland our life-giving emperor, clothing him abundantly with pure hymns, not because he has fitted your yoke-band on the nations of the earth, nor because he has extended the immeasurable spaces of your throne beyond the uttermost boundaries, over the shores of ocean, but because, by raising this infinite temple about your arm, he has made you more brilliant than your mother on the Tiber who bore you. Give way, I say, renowned Roman capital, give way. My emperor has so far overtopped that wonder, as great God is superior to an idol.
Although the church has since been extensively repaired due to earthquakes and had minarets added during the Ottoman period, it is still largely the same building constructed under Justinian. Constantinople's mint, meanwhile, produced large amounts of gold, silver and base metal coins to fuel the economy. The gold and the base metal coins shown here are much the same as those shown elsewhere in the exhibition, since Constantinople set the benchmark against which all other coins of Justinian are compared. The silver coin, however, is not in the name of Justinian, though these coins are often attributed to his reign. Instead, the bust shown is not that of the emperor, but of the personification of a city, assumed here to be Constantinople. The capital of the province of Egypt, its main hub of trade and its only mint, Alexandria held great administrative and economic importance for the empire. It was also of spiritual importance, as it was home to one of the five Orthodox patriarchs, heads of the church based in Constantinople, Antioch, Jerusalem, Alexandria, and Rome, the Roman patriarch being the Pope. Egypt was an exporter region, producing goods to be traded around the empire and beyond, especially grain from the fertile Nile Delta. Its coins were produced with the Egyptian economy in mind, and so different denominations to Constantinople. On the coins in the case, you can see that they read Lambda Gamma, Iota Vita, and Stigma. These are the Greek numerals for 33, 12, and 6. Which differ from the Constantinopolitan 40, 20, 10. The Alexandrian coins were also thicker and smaller in diameter than the coins from elsewhere. Archaeologically, these are found as far away as Britain and India. Elsewhere in Egypt, on the Sinai Peninsula, Justinian and Theodora patronised the building of the Monastery of St. Catherine at Sinai. Though there had been a 4th century construction here, like the Hagia Sophia. The Justinianic building was on a much grander scale. Justinian and Theodora's combined monogram can be found in the rafters of the monastery, even though it was not completed until after Theodora's death in 548. The famous Sinai icon of Christ also dates from this time. Like Alexandria, Antioch was the capital of a province, Syria. That province's only mint, and home to one of the five patriarchs. Unlike Alexandria, the Antiochene mint produced coins of the same denominations as the mint of Constantinople. See the M for 40 and K for 20 on the left and right coins here. It did exercise some independence from the empire's capital in its coin production, however, as demonstrated by the coin at the centre, which shows the emperor enthroned rather than in bust. Looking at these coins, you may also notice that the mint mark at the bottom of the coins to the left and right does not read Ant for Antioch, but Theup. This stands for Theupolis, which was the new name given to Antioch after it experienced a devastating earthquake in 526, the year before Justinian came to power. The earthquake meant that much of the city had to be rebuilt, which Justinian duly had commissioned. Procopius tells us,
"Above all, he made Antioch, which is now called Theopolis, both fairer and stronger by far than it had been formerly. In ancient times, its circuit wall was both too long and absolutely full of many turnings, in some places uselessly enclosing the level ground and in others the summits of the mountain. And for this reason, it was exposed to attack in a number of places. But the Emperor Justinian, contracting this wall as would best serve the need, carefully remade it so as to guard not the same districts as before, but only the city itself. He also built baths and reservoirs on these hills inside the wall, and he dug a cistern in each tower, remedying by means of rainwater the want of water which had previously existed there."
Athens is a unique entry in this case because it did not have a mint. It earns its place in this numismatic exhibition, however, by demonstrating that not everywhere prospered in Justinian's empire. Athens had been an important centre of classical Greece and of the earlier Roman Empire, but was overshadowed in the Christian Roman Empire by nearby biblical Corinth and Thessalonica, which was both an administrative centre and had a mint. More than simply being overshadowed, however, unlike other cities of the empire, which were renovated, Athens was deliberately put into decline. Athens was a centre of worship for the old gods and for non-Christian philosophy. This philosophy was centred on the Academy of Athens, which had been founded by Plato in around 387 BC and had been school to the likes of Aristotle and Cicero. By the 6th century AD, however, Christian philosophies had developed and become mainstream, leaving the Academy and its Neoplatonists estranged from much of the rest of the empire. It was therefore closed by Justinian in 529, while the city, seen as a hotbed of paganism, received no new imperially sponsored buildings. Carthage, like Alexandria, was the capital of a grain-rich exporter province. North African red slip pottery was to be found across the Mediterranean, along with its coins, which are also known to turn up in Britain, where Roman merchants may have come to trade for tin. Silver coins were often associated with long-distance trade, and the mint at Carthage produced more silver coins than anywhere else in the empire outside of Constantinople. Though the mint produced Constantinopolitan fractions of the siliqua when it was initially captured in 534, it soon reverted to Vandal denominations. This may be because while the administration changed, trade routes remained steady, and those trading partners were used to Vandal denominations. You can see an example of one of these in the middle of the coins by Carthage. The Carthaginian mint also produced gold coins, though the Vandals had produced none. After its capture, Carthage was originally named Justiniani, though, like Theupolis for Antioch, the name did not stick. Procopius tells us,
"First then, Justinian cared for Carthage, which now very properly is called Justiniani, rebuilding the whole circuit wall which had fallen down, and digging around it a moat which it had not had before. He also dedicated shrines, one to the Mother of God in the palace, and one outside this to a certain local saint, Saint Prima. Furthermore, he built stoas on either side of what is called the Maritime Forum, and a public bath, a fine sight, which they named the Theodoriani, after the Empress. He also built a monastery on the shore inside the circuit wall, close to the harbour which they call Mandracium, and by surrounding it with very strong defences, he made it an impregnable fortress. These things, then, were done by Justinian at modern Carthage.
The old imperial capital of Rome was not the great beating heart of the empire that it had once been. Its importance had been decreasing since the 4th century, when the Emperor Constantine I moved the capital from Rome to Constantinople. Even after Theodosius I split the empire between his sons, the Western Roman Emperor's capital was in Ravenna, not Rome. This continued when the Ostrogothic king Theodoric set up his capital in Ravenna rather than Rome. It was rather the presence of the Patriarch of Rome, the Pope, and memories of the past which focused minds towards Rome. Nevertheless, Rome did continue under the Ostrogoths, then under the East Romans, to produce coins. You can see examples of some of these in the case. The old capital of the Ostrogothic kingdom, the marshy, defensible city of Ravenna, continued to play an important role in the life of Justinianic Italy. Besides continuing as a mint, examples of whose coins you can see in the case, it also became an architectural and artistic focal point of Justinian's regime. The construction of the church at San Vitale had already begun under the Ostrogoths, but was completed by and credited to Justinian. If you look to your right in the gallery, you'll see three hanging banners with images of people cut out from a mosaic. These are images of Justinian, Theodora, and Belisarius from San Vitale, and they are the most famous images of the three. Elsewhere, Justinian claimed credit for church structures by having the Ostrogoths edited out. At Santa Polinare Nuovo, an Ostrogothic church, is another image of Justinian. However, it is actually thought to be an image of Theodoric, with the name and crown edited to indicate Justinian. Elsewhere in the same church is a famous but curious image of a colonnaded walkway with drapes hanging from the columns. If you were to look closely, however, you would see some disembodied hands on the drapes. This is thought to be because there were once Ostrogothic people depicted there, but Justinian's mosaicists had them edited out, except for their hands, which were missed.